God reveals himself to us through the most commonplace happenings in a way just as mysterious and just as truly and as worthy of adoration as in the great occurrences of history and the scriptures. The written word of God is full of mysteries, and equally so is his word expressed in world events. These two books are truly sealed, and it can be said of both of them, the letters bring death. God is the center of faith, and faith is a gulf of shadows, and these shadows emerge and veil all the divine operations. All his words and all his works are only, as it were, murky rays from a clouded sun. With our bodily eyes, we can see the natural sun and its beams, but the eyes of our soul, by which we want to see God and his works, remain shut. There is darkness instead of light. Knowledge is ignorance, and we see without understanding. Holy Scripture is the mysterious utterance of a still more mysterious God, and the events of history are the incomprehensible words of the same hidden and unknown God. They are dark drops from an ocean of darkness and shadows. Every drop of water and every little stream carries traces of their source. The fall of the angels and of Adam, the ungodliness and idolatry of men, up to and after the flood in the lifetime of the patriarchs, who knew and told their children the story of the creation, and of the still recent preservation of the world from the flood, these are indeed some of the most mysterious accounts in Holy Scripture. Then we have a mere handful of men kept safe from idolatry until the coming of the Messiah, in spite of the general loss of faith throughout the world, with iniquity always dominant, always powerful, and the little band of believers always ill-used and persecuted. Think of the treatment of Jesus Christ. And the plagues of the apocalypse, imagine it. These are God's words. It is what he has revealed. The consequences of these terrible mysteries will continue to the end of time, and they are still the living word teaching us of the wisdom, the power, and the goodness of God. These divine attributes are made manifest by all the events of history. All things teach this truth, but alas, we cannot see it, though we must believe it is so. Why does God allow Turks and heretics to flourish? They proclaim his infinite perfection. That is the sole purpose of Pharaoh and all the impious men who have followed his example. It is no use looking at these historical facts and figures in the ordinary way. We must shut our eyes and cease to reason if we wish to see the divine mysteries in these affairs. You speak, Lord, to all men in general by the great events of history. All revolutions are only the waves of your providence, raising storms and tempests in the minds of those who question your mysterious actions. You speak to every individual through what happens to them, moment by moment. Instead of hearing the voice of God in all these things and revering the mysterious obscurity of his word, however, men see in them only material happenings, the effects of chance, or purely human activities. They find fault with everything, want to change this continual expression of God's word, and give themselves absolute freedom to commit every kind of excess, the very least of which they would consider a monstrous outrage if it involved a single comma in Holy Scripture. That is the word of God, they say, and all that is there is holy and true. The less they understand it, the more they venerate it and adore the depths of God's wisdom. Very right and proper, too. But when God speaks to us at every moment, not with words of ink on paper, but by what we suffer and do from moment to moment, should we not give equal attention to him? Why do we not venerate his truth and goodness in all this? But we are pleased by nothing and critical of everything, for we are judging by our senses and our reason that which can only be measured by faith. We read with the eyes of faith the Word of God in the Scriptures, and we are very wrong to read it with other eyes when it comes to us in his activities.